Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Who began the first educational program and what were they teaching? When did the first educational program begin? Is there an educational program that would teach mankind how to solve his many problems? Is there an educational program that would have prevented the many problems that we have? Have we ignored that program, if indeed there is one? Well, my friends, there is such a program, and we have ignored it. But would you like to know about such a program and get enrolled in it? Now, it may be difficult for you to believe that there is such an educational program that would have prevented most, if not all, of mankind's problems, miseries, sufferings, wars, divorce, jails, prisons, out-of-wedlock pregnancy, abortions, murdering our unborn, and most, if not all, diseases, as well as our financial problems and the pressurized society that we live in. On and on we could go, listing our problems in our families, community, state, nation, and this earth. But we pretty well know them. Now, why is the world the way it is? There is cause and effect. There is a reason for all the problems in this earth and for your problems personally. Now, if you could take a course in how to solve your problems, would you do it? Especially if it were free to you, no money involved at all, if it were from the master educator that can't teach any wrong, and that isn't concerned about getting anything from you. Well, there is such a program, and there is such an educator, and there is such a course that you may enroll in without charge. Our nation could enroll, or you as an individual may enroll and receive the most valuable education of all. We want to offer you a way to get enrolled and a way to help you to understand this educational program. We want to offer this at this time, so get your pen and your paper and jot this number down and jot these books down that we will offer here. Mankind could have done much better. You can do much better yourself. You can be educated to the true values of life, and we want to help you accomplish that through our free booklets and our correspondence course. Request our free booklets, Why Were You Born? And The Purpose of Life, and request to be enrolled in our free Bible correspondence course. And all you need to do to get those booklets and to be enrolled in the free Bible correspondence course is just dial us at 1-800-611-8080 and request, Why Were You Born? This will tell you why you are on the earth, my friends, and you need to know that. And The Purpose of Life, it will tell you where you're going and how to get there. And ask to be enrolled in the free Bible correspondence course by calling us at 1-800-611-8080. This correspondence course will walk you through the Bible and make it come alive to you. You will begin to enjoy studying God's Word. God began this most educational program in the Garden of Eden when He only had two students enrolled, which were Adam and Eve. And God was the only teacher for quite some time. God was teaching His students how to live. God was teaching the laws to obey and base their physical activities on. God was teaching them the foundation to base their marriage and child-rearing on, their finances, their schools, their cities, their towns, and government and society on, and how to get along with their neighbors. Yes, God taught them the way of love, the way of give. And He taught them long enough and well enough that they understood these teachings before God allowed a false, selfish, and greedy educator to have access to them. Humanity likes to take the easy road, the road of self-indulgence. Eve proved that, and so did Adam, as soon as they were given the opportunity to choose which road they wanted to travel. They refused the true values to base their society, their education, and conduct on. They said to God, in effect, "We can run our own show, make and build our society, our world, without you telling us how to do it. We have eaten of the tree of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, so we don't need you or your laws to guide us." And my friends, that attitude and mindset has been passed down to every generation since. And just look at what it has gotten for this world, and for you and for me. But as I said, you may enroll in an educational program that will teach you the true values of life, which will produce everything you really want and don't know how to achieve. Never in the history of man has this world been so educated. Now, if we are so educated, why can't we solve our problems? Or why should we have the many problems that we have? Now, human nature likes to blame everyone else for our problems. But could you be causing your problems? Could you be a problem? Maybe you should ask yourself these questions. Are you causing problems? Could you be a problem to someone else? Well, it seems we are educated in every field except how to get along with one another and in God's Word. Can we claim to be truly educated when we don't know our Maker and His Word that gives us the answer to the most important questions of all? Higher education teaches you to earn a living and even to become rich and famous, but they don't teach you the most important education program of all, and that is how to live your life, because they don't know. A tree is known by its fruits. What have been the fruits of modern education and ancient education as well? All we have to do is to look and see that mankind doesn't know how to solve his ills. In 1964, we want to go back a ways. In 1964, Dr. Benjamin E. Mays, president of Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, said at a conference at the University of Michigan, "We have more educated people than any time in history. We have more people with college degrees, yet our humanity is a diseased humanity." Now, if that were true back in 1964, how much more true is it today? "It isn't knowledge we need," he went on to say. "Knowledge we have. Humanity is in need of something spiritual." And I say amen to that. And how much more true is it today that humanity is in need of something spiritual? God says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You can read that in Hosea 4 and verse 6. And the lack being described here is not in material scientific knowledge, however. It is in the knowledge of the true values. It is a lack of knowledge of God and His way of life. This kind of knowledge the world has rejected. A strong, durable nation needs much more than wealth and material, technological knowledge. Obviously, there has been a missing link in education. Education should answer the most important questions of all. What is man? Why is he here? What motivates him? What is the purpose of life? What is the way to peace? How should a nation use its resources? How should we deal with our fellow man? Can a man or a woman claim to be fully educated without knowledge of the God-intended purpose of life? Too often, education answers. There aren't any ultimate values or answers. We can never know absolutely. Is there any wonder that Western civilization doesn't know who we are or where we're going or why we are here and the purpose of life and how to live our life? Religion in general, like education and the home, has failed to give an answer to the most important question of all, the purpose of life. Never has the influence of religion been at a lower ebb in the United States. The same could be said for Britain as well. Yet many, many, perhaps three-quarters of Americans claim an affiliation with the church. Let's note this paradox between church affiliation and church influence. The majority of Americans feel religion is losing influence. Gallup polls for over a decade have reported a rapidly growing majority of Americans acknowledging the decline of religion in American life. In 1957, Gallup reported only 14% of Americans thought religion was losing its influence on American life. By 1967, 10 years later, 57% held the same opinion. Notice that, my friends, a big gap there. And just within 10 years later, many, many more had decided that religion was losing its influence on American life. And in 1970, the percentage jumped dramatically again to 75%. That's in 1970. Where would that Gallup poll show us today? Gallup reported that this represents one of the most dramatic shifts in surveys on American life. There is no lack of religious form and ceremony in today's modern American and Britain. There is plenty of that. It is just that it does not seem to offer the motivation to change lives for the better. Today's religion are not bringing peace. Rather, they only serve to deepen the division between people. People have a form of godliness, but they deny God's power in their lives. You can read that in 2 Timothy 3, verse 5. Reporting on this trend, a clergyman and a professor at George Washington University said in the late 1960s, "Never has Christianity been so ineffective and irrelevant. The distance between professed faith and our daily performance is astronomical." In other words, despite an almost unanimous belief that a little religion is good for society, it hardly makes a dent in altering the massive problems of our time. It doesn't change the way people live their lives. Why has this happened? Why has this happened? I ask again. Why has this happened? Well, it's because we haven't built our house on the rock. Notice what Christ had to say in Matthew 7, beginning in verse 21. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Christ is saying many have an empty religion. "Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' Yes, used your name, but in vain." Christ said in another place, he said, "In vain do you worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." He goes on here in verse 23, "And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Yes, the breaking of God's laws. Well, you may want to ask yourself, does my religion teach us to obey God's law? "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock." This is the person that Christ is looking for. This is a person that will endure. "And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall because it was founded on the rock." That's the way that God intended us to build our house. Whatever we do is to build it on God's word. And God says it will last, and it will last forever. Now notice what he says in verse 26. "Now everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand." Yes, something that's not solid, something that's shifting, something that has no standard. Verse 27, "And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." Yes, Christ is telling you and me it's possible to profess religion, to be a church-going person, and at the same time be a lawless person, be a sinner. In other words, someone who turned their back on the Bible, God's word, which is the foundation of knowledge, and that's what this world has done. Have you? If we would base our life on God's word that tells us how to live our life, how to treat our neighbor, our spouse, our kids, and who and what we are, how we got here and where we're going and how to get there, then we would realize that this is the most important link in being truly educated, and all our technological advances would have been used for the good of mankind. We would have built on the rock God and Christ and God's word, and it would last and stand. Mankind could have done much better. And my friends, you can, and I hope you will, enroll in our Bible Correspondence course and ask for those three booklets. Call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080. This is Pete Hornbuckle. Thanks for listening.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.